Three famous white elephants.
Hotels that never open, train lines to nowhere, airports with no planes. Are there any white elephants in your country? Expensive buildings or structures that are never used, opened, or finished. Here are some famous ones from around the world.
The bridge. The Rusky Bridge links the 5,000 inhabitants of Rusky Island with the larger city of Vladivostok, population 600,000. The bridge cost more than $1 billion and was built as part of preparations for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit of 2012, which lasted just 2 days. Completed in July of that year, it was opened by Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. It's the world's longest cable-stayed bridge, with a 1,104-meter-long central span. Capacity for the bridge is 50,000 cars per day, which is 10 times the total population of Rusky Island.
The shopping mall. The new South China Mall is the world's largest shopping mall, but unfortunately, it's mostly empty. It was opened in the city of Dongguan in China in 2005 and was expected to have about 100,000 visitors a day. However, although it has space for about 2,300 shops, 99% of these are vacant. The mall has 7 zones modeled on international cities, nations, and regions, including Amsterdam, Paris, Rome, Venice, Egypt, the Caribbean, and California. There's a 25-meter replica of the Arc de Triomphe, a model of Venice's St. Mark's Bell Tower, a 2.1-kilometer canal with gondolas, and a 553-meter indoor-outdoor roller coaster. All for nothing.
The subway. Planning for the Cincinnati subway was approved in 1916. However, only about 18 kilometers of the proposed 26-kilometer route was ever completed, and it was never officially opened. There are now derelict tunnels, stations, and train lines under the city streets. Experts have estimated that it would cost around $2 million over 5 years to maintain the tunnels as they currently are, or $19 million to fill them in with dirt. However, twice a year, citizens do have the opportunity to explore the historic subway through tours operated by the Cincinnati Museum Center. So it isn't completely useless.
Beware of the white elephants.